And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, folks, I got to tell you, today's Friday, and tomorrow morning be Saturday. Well, yeah, Phil, that's the way it works. But no, what I'm saying is this. How about Saturday morning? You're looking at, do I want to mess up the kitchen? But I don't want to eat just the typical fast kind of meal that I have to get on a work day. I want something that says, it's Saturday. How about Just Love Coffee Cafe? Let me just explain to you. When you look at Just Love Coffee Cafe's menu, it is epic. And, oh, by the way, it's unique. Like the waffles they have. I mean, you might want to get the berry waffles that have all the berries and things on it. You might want to just get good old waffles with syrup. Or you, if they got the flying pig waffle. Oh, man, just take a look. Look at their menu online and be amazed. And then, by the way, at that point, you're also saying, how about if I get me a big old fat cappuccino or a latte or an espresso or just some of their award-winning dry roast coffees ground fresh and I enjoy the coffee, sit there, read a book, enjoy a Saturday morning, and you're not messing up the kitchen? Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations in our area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. You really ought to check them out. Their menu is unique. The womlet, oh man, the omelet that cooks in a waffle iron, filled with everything, including tater tots, just trust me. It's good stuff. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. Saturday mornings could not get better. Boomer, you've been tracking this stuff on Elon Musk and the latest Twitter dump?
Well, yes. Okay. To an extent, yes, I have, because I need to read what just came out the other day, but I mean, just, was it today or last night?
Last night. They had a new dump last night.
And all I've heard is just ramblings about it. So
you're about to hear some more ramblings in a minute.
I'm excited to hear about it. So I heard that he was going to do another dump, so I was pumped to hear it. I just haven't actually read it myself
yet. you're gonna get an earful here in a minute, obviously, because you're wearing headphones. But nonetheless, so what we're finding out now is that all the testimony that Twitter executives gave before Congress under oath was a lie. Ooh. They were flat out saying, no, we don't shadow ban.
Under oath. So what it like, okay, I understand under oath, all that stuff. But
that's
now
a bad
thing. Yeah, it's a very bad thing. So what would happen?
I don't know. I mean, that's a question I have, because, you know, they have General Michael Flynn, who almost lost everything in the world because they tried to say he lied to the FBI when it was almost a deceptive interview. These folks are sitting there in front of Congress, sworn in, providing testimony to Congress. And literally, I watched a video this morning of Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, literally being asked by a congressman, do you shadow ban? No. Do you give preference to political figures based on their party? No. And this went on and on and on. And now we're finding, not only did they, we can see it, because
you know
how you work the website and all that for
right side.
You know, you're seeing the backside of the website, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The backside of everybody's Twitter accounts had buttons for their administrative use, things like do not amplify and blacklist.
Ooh.
And I mean, it went on and on and on, and it was predominantly against conservative causes.
Wow.
Dude, it gets worse.
Man.
I can name names. We're going to name some names here in a minute.
All right, folks.
I'm
ready to hear it.
We're about to take the next break, but when we come back from that, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper on a Friday afternoon. Shadow bans. What came out of the second dump of Twitter documents? Well, a lot, actually. And not the least of which is the tweet that Elon Musk sent out today when he was asked, are there any politicians who were running for office that were shadow banned? I'll tell you about the answer to that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about down south of Birmingham to all the way up north of Huntsville. We got Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper as we wrap up our day here on Right Side, wrap up our week, really. And Boomer, I'm just looking at the live stream, man. You have upped the game, brother. You have so upped the game.
It's taken a while. I've actually been working on this for like a month to get it all ready. So,
I mean, wow.
Trying to get it square on. There's a few kinks, obviously, if you've been watching, but it'll get better.
I will say, though, I'm a little concerned by how often you try to posture your Alabama symbol on your jacket into the camera.
I'm just making sure people see.
Lord. No, but you know what? The live stream is so cool. And so you've got it all now. Tell everybody again where it's.
So we got the live video stream. We're streaming to our website at rightsideradio.org and go to the live stream tab. You can watch either the live video stream or there's a audio stream right below it. If you're just driving, you just want to listen to the audio stream. Then you can go to YouTube and just, you know, look up Right Side Radio. You can go to Facebook, look up Right Side Radio, or on our Instagram page as well. If you're an Instagrammer, go to Right Side Radio. That's our handle, and you can actually watch it live there as well.
So the thing I have to say is, no matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web, and somewhere out there you can find a link to us. And no matter where you is, there we is.
Yes, that is correct. And it's just going to get better.
Excellent job there, Boom Shakalaka.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you.
All right, hey, listen, I'm in number three of the Triple Dipper. So in case you have not heard, Twitter is rocking the world. I mean, so liberals are freaking out, but they're freaking out because they're being made known. They can't do a thing about it. They can't stop what's happening right now. And they are raging over this. And the liberals are like, oh, Elon Musk is the downfall of Western civilization. No, he's not. He's literally pointing out what you guys have been doing, you bunch of jugheads. And so here's the deal. Elon Musk has committed to letting the world see what has been happening behind closed doors, things that we conservatives could feel all along. I mean, I got locked out of my Twitter account probably four or five times, you know, and it was sometimes it'd be like a day in the penalty box. But, you know, you come back, you're like, what was I even out for? And then one time, I think I published something about COVID and alternative treatments or something like that. And somebody reported it. And next thing I know, I was locked out and I was told I could not have my account back until I deleted the tweet. No kidding.
Wow.
And you know, it just becomes like this tug of war with like, okay. But yet it seemed like the conservative opinions. Meanwhile, some things were allowed to stay up on the Twitter feeds that you look at and go, why is that even allowed? That's awful. Okay. That being said, the information is coming out. We're in what I would call Twitter dump number two, all right? And it's been pretty significant. This is the one that has been more expose than we'd seen in the first one. The first one was very telling. We were beginning to see things. This one shows us that everything that we felt was happening was happening. So if you're not familiar, there's this term called shadow bans. Shadow bans are where you feel like your account is, like, not working well, like, no one's seeing your tweets, you're not getting much response, or maybe you're having trouble. People are telling you they're trying to find your account to follow you and they can't find you, and yet you're looking at it and your account's still active. What is that? Well, that's because in the background, we're finding out now, Twitter employees were literally making their own decisions about whether or not you should be allowed to be seen. They were masking accounts. They were suppressing tweets. They were literally choosing to not just suppress certain stories, but to suppress whole accounts. And they had different categories that had to do this. Some executives were allowed to do what they call blacklisting. Others were allowed to do things like suppressing the ability to boost the account. Others were allowed to do things like spiking their notifications, meaning they might not get notified that someone was looking at their stuff. Why? Because it keeps them from what's doing what's called trending on social media. Well, we have Twitter executives who testified before Congress, to include Jack Dorsey, the former CEO of Twitter, who I watched the video this morning as he testified before Congress, and he was asked, do you shadow ban? No. He was very simple answers. No. Do you, and I've forgotten the phrase, but it was basically, do you take action against accounts that are based on one political party over another? No. And it went down the line, and we're finding out now all of it's not true. None of it's true. One of the things I think we're going to find out, too, is that they deliberately intervened in potential elections. There's a tweet that came out this morning. Ian Miles Chong, it's spelled C-H-E-O-N-G. Ian Miles Chong has been known for really getting in the mix and getting out there and doing investigative and individual reporting, independent reporting, that nobody else does. And he's been beaten up by Antifa for it and everything else. He tweeted out this morning. He said, so here's a question for Elon Musk. Were any political candidates, either in the U.S. or elsewhere, subject to shadow banning while they were running for office or seeking re-election? Elon Musk himself replied back with one word, yes. We're going to find that out sometime soon. So what candidates were running for office that it turns out that one of their primary forms of communication was social media and it was being suppressed? I can't wait to find out. But here's the thing. There are two reporters. If you're not tracking this, there's two reporters. One's a guy named Matt Tybee, or Tybee, I believe. Yeah, Matt Tybee, who has a Substack column that he does. He and another lady named Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss, I believe, used to work for the New York Times. She's the one who quit and wrote an excoriating open letter to the New York Times about their bias. And she is the other person who's been allowed to review the Twitter documents and create their stories. The only stipulation was, here's everything. Just do the story first on Twitter so it drives people to Elon's own platform. And then you know, publish it in your own way, wherever you want to after that. So what I'm going to do right now is this. I'm going to go through the things that Barry Weiss posted about the latest dump. And this is going to boggle your mind. Number one, a new Twitter file investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees build blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts. Twitter once had a mission to, quote, give everyone the power to create and share ideas. Along the way, barriers nevertheless were erected. Example number one. Take, for example, it says Stanford University's Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, who argued that COVID lockdowns would harm children. Twitter secretly placed him on a trends blacklist, which prevented his tweets from trending. And you can see it. There's a picture there of the backside of his account with the highlighted button that's already been clicked, trends blacklist. Or consider, it says, the popular right-wing talk show host Dan Bongino, who at one point was slapped with a search blacklist. And you can see it. There's the button clicked, search blacklist, meaning that if people search for his account, they might not find it. Or how about this? Twitter set the account to conservative activist Charlie Kirk to do not amplify. What does that mean? That means he could not boost his account. He could not get his stories out. He couldn't even pay to have it broadcast out further. Twitter denied that it does such things. In 2018, Twitter's Vijaya Gadde, the head of legal policy and trust at Twitter, and another one named Kayvon Bekpour, head of product, said, we don't shadow ban. And they added, we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or ideology. What many people call shadow banning, Twitter executives simply called visibility filtering. That was their name, visibility filtering. Multiple high-level sources confirmed its meaning. Think about visibility filtering as being a way for us to suppress what people see to different levels. It's a very powerful tool, one Twitter employee told Barry Weiss. It goes on from there and going down the line. It's very disturbing to read. They actually had whole departments. One was called the Strategic Response Team Global Escalation Team, or SRT-GET. It handled 200 cases a day sometimes to decide how many people were allowed to see certain accounts. But there was another one, another department called the SIPPES, the Site Integrity Policy and Policy Escalation Support. They were the ones who were at a higher level than just the rank-and-file moderators. They were the secret group of executives who could get in there and stop anything they wanted to, and they did on a regular basis. And this is where Barry Weiss says the most politically sensitive decisions got made. Like one of those was libs of TikTok, believe it or not. Libs of TikTok was actually blacklisted. and designated as a do not take action without consulting the SIP PES. That means only the executives at Twitter could unlock that account. Or how about the one that, where'd it go here? And by the way, and Twitter denied that over and over again. But an internal memo about SIP PIS from October 2022, after her seventh suspension from Libs of TikTok, they acknowledged that LTT has not directly engaged in behavior violative of the hateful conduct policy, meaning she really hadn't done anything wrong. We just don't like her, so we went ahead and blacklisted her. It's unbelievable, y'all. It goes on and on from there. Let me stop there and take a call real quick. Is that Lee? Line one, Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm listening to you on iHeartRadio, driving back from Birmingham. I love to be able to do that.
A good deal.
I wanted to make sure if every single person hasn't read Orwell's 1984, they need to immediately stop what they're doing and find it.
No kidding. Yep.
Orwell was prophetic. He's proven that over and over. This is a prime example of who controls the past controls the future, and who controls the present controls the past. This is, which is a very famous quote from that book, but demonstrating that the past exists in the minds of people based on memories and or what is written. And when you can manipulate what is real, when you can manipulate facts, thus as they do on Twitter, by blacklisting some or depersoning, which is also another idea for 1984, people so that people tend to feel alone in their ideas. And when Twitter is what we call shadow batting, or what they call, I don't know, what I don't remember how you put it, like influence dampening or whatever.
Visibility moderating.
However they want to finagle it. It is making, when you feel that others understand what you are saying and agree with you, it's a powerful force for good. I mean, for evil too, but when you're out there speaking in the wilderness is when people get discouraged. And that's exactly what they were doing. They were putting these conservative voices into the wilderness of not being heard. I want to know when all of them are going to receive some sort of, a subpoena, something. They need to, I guess they were brought in front of Congress. It's illegal to lie to Congress, right?
My thought exactly, yes.
Why are they not going to be arrested? They have already done this. Look what they've done to conservatives. They've arrested them. Look at, for either not talking to Congress when subpoenaed, like Bannon, or, others. When are they getting arrested? I just want to know.
Well, I don't know if you heard this part too, Lee, but a while ago I said that there was actually a tweet from Elon Musk this morning that said that there were actually political candidates who, while they were running for office, were actually blacklisted. And I think the next dump is going to tell us who that was.
Absolutely, and they need to. And that's manipulating elections. That deserves real jail time. What they're doing deserves jail time. They are, on a massive scale, the people who own them, YouTube, the Alphabet Group in general, which is Sundar Pichai. And I have to crack up because, like Liz Warren saying, one person, Elon Musk, should not have control over what everyone sees or what is determined. And please, there's three or four people right now that have control over that. And she's complaining about one.
Yeah.
She's a joke. Yes, they're all a joke.
Well, she is. Hey, Lee, I'm up against the break. I got to take a break right now, Lee, but you have a great weekend. Your content is always good. Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Boomer, take the break, man. We'll come right back and sort of wrap this up for the day, for the week, really. But yeah, shadow banning. It's apparently real. It's been happening. And it's not been something that is just innocent or trying to keep, porn out of the hands of kids. No, no. It's been trying to keep the conservative viewpoint completely suppressed so it can't get out in the electronic public square. Ain't good. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Y'all, listen, we're in the last part of the Triple Dipper here, shadow bans. And I went ahead and just weeded through my stack of stuff, knowing full well that I can't get to every bit of the resources that I had for this show today, and brought it down to this one article. New York Post, article that came out today. It says, Twitter and Democrats lied, and lied again about censorship. To Lee's point a moment ago, when Lee called in, she talked about George Orwell's book, 1984. This article from the New York Post starts off in a similar fashion. It says, 1984 author George Orwell warned that if thoughts corrupt language, language can also corrupt thought. That line has never been more relevant than in the aftermath of the second release of Twitter documents this week. The article goes on to say, many liberals had denied the social media giant was engaged in censorship by using the more pleasant term content modification or visibility filtering and amplification limits. But now we know, it says, that Twitter was not only banning dissenting voices on subjects ranging from COVID to climate change, but was actually throttling or suppressing the traffic for disfavored writers. This is a big deal, y'all. This is a big, hairy deal. Because here's the thing. Twitter has become the electronic public square. It is protected right now because it is not technically journalism, and yet it acts like journalism when it has a board of editors that decide what gets out. And yet journalists can be held to account for a standard or ethics, and Twitter is not. Well, Twitter had a bunch of snowflakes in there that coming off their San Francisco mentality, where the you know, Twitter was originally headquartered, that literally went after conservatives on a regular basis. The article I've got here from the New York Post goes on to say, some of us have been raising concerns over Twitter's massive censorship for years, including what I called, this is the author saying, Jonathan Turley wrote this piece, called the emergence of a shadow state where corporations carry out censorship that the Constitution would otherwise ban. So it is still early to determine the possible legal implications, but there are some areas of immediate concern that need to be looked at. First of all, he points out, Jonathan Turley is, you know, a legal scholar. He said that one of the things we know now, Elon Musk has already said that some data may have been intentionally hidden or destroyed, despite the fact that Congress has asked for them to preserve those documents for a congressional investigation. If that's the case, it could be obstruction. Second, he says, destruction of documents can also prove relevant as part of an investigation into whether false statements had been made under oath because, like I said earlier, Twitter executives have been denying secret suppressions under oath in public and before Congress. I mean, Jack Dorsey himself says, we don't have a censoring department. That's his quote. He also denied there was shadow banning, all this while he was under oath in front of Congress. But it turns out, the article points out, Jonathan Turley says, you don't need a censoring department if the entire company is acting as a massive censoring and suppression machine. Thirdly, he said, there's the growing question of censorship by surrogate. What he's saying there is that basically when you control political speech, if the government says, hey, fix that thing for us, and they do, the government go, we didn't do it. Nah, but you asked for it, didn't you? You used a surrogate to take care of that for you. It wasn't the Biden administration per se censoring your thoughts on COVID, but they were certainly coordinating through the FBI that met with Twitter on a weekly basis. All the Orwellian euphemisms, Jonathan Turley says, and cheery titles will no longer disguise Twitter's raw censorship. Once empowered to determine who can be heard, Twitter executives showed how censorship can become an insatiable appetite for speech control. Sitting in their San Francisco headquarters, the so-called trust of executives found an array of conservative views unworthy to be heard, and they filtered out free speech. That's, folks, is a problem. And I think dump number three is already in Matt Taibbi's hands, and we're waiting to see what comes next. All right, folks, what an amazing week. We got more of this next week. Boomer and I back here Monday at 2. Y'all have a great weekend. side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.